do a little time frame thing, if you will, because folks, it used to be called Bryan Public Utilities, and then now it's called BTU, Bryan Texas Utilities, I guess. But it's not the same arrangement that it has been ever since, what, the late 90s? Is that about right?
I think in 1999 is the year it got, we say separated from the city, but not really. It's still a city department. It just has a, utilities are very complicated animals. And so in 99 they decided they would get a board who could concentrate on that one thing, because the council's so busy and our time is limited. So that board handles a lot of the stuff for BTU, the technical areas. But city council is still, it's still a city department. They still report to us. Anytime they sell bonds, it's actually the city selling the bonds. When they set rates, they have to bring the rates to the council to get approved. And there's a whole long list of things that are supposed to be sent to us and that the council should approve. So it's an interesting hybrid there between a what's really a city department but is pretty well separated at the same time.
And I guess what people need to understand is what that the kind of situation that calls for the city of Bryan is, it mattered what kind of city manager you had, because this was a city-owned utility, and there weren't a lot of cities in America that were doing that. So y'all, I guess, tried by making that shift, the value in it was that because it could kind of operate on as an entity, you had a board to oversee it, but it ended up, as you say, something that, that council didn't have to try to make decisions on, because it's not something that would generally be something that members of council would be knowledgeable about.
Right, and a lot of the day-to-day stuff's that way, but the big things, like I say, still have to come to get – the board would recommend to the council, and the council has to approve a lot of things, too.
So now what the discussion seems to be, if I get it right, is that like anything else, because you are eventually, you have the last word in a lot of this, you want to get more more detailed reports than you've been getting. Is that basically right?
That's correct. Their budget is another one of those issues that gets kind of funny, because you've got a lot of competitive matters that cannot get let out to anybody, except for the, except for their board and the council,
mm-hmm.
And then there's the public section of it. So that the budget issue gets like who can see it, who can't, gets to be an issue sometimes, and how much do they send over to us, and how much stays at their office, and those are some of the things that we talk about sometimes. Well, what about this? We didn't get that part, and you have to ask some questions. But
so what you're looking for basically is to have the council be able to get the entire council be able to look at some things that maybe they haven't necessarily seen before. Is that basically right?
Yeah, I think, and there again, that budget, there's a lot of that budget that can't get in the paper, on the radio, or TV. But, the council is the one responsible for everything in the city eventually. So that whole budget should come to us, and we should have that, and we haven't had that. So at this point, it's like, okay, we don't want the abbreviated version. We want to see the whole budget, and knowing that we're not going to spread it around. And that's just, it's something. And there's another rumor going on right now about the transfer to the city. That's been there. Every college station does it. Every city in America about does that.
Talking about transferring of funds.
Transfer right? funds mm-hmm. from your utility to the city for use of right-of-way and several other things. And so there are people stirring things up now that say that council's going to raid the utility fund and take all this money. Well, the charter says you're supposed to transfer 7%. Every city's got their percentage. And so anyway, that's what the charter says. There's no way, without having a charter election, that the council or anybody, city manager, anybody can go over there and take more than 7%.
7% last year, it's going to be 7% this year, it's going to be 7%
until there's a charter. I don't think we're taking the full 7% right now. It's actually less than that. So, I don't know, it's amazing in political season how all this stuff comes up. And we're also supposed to meet on a regular basis between the two boards. I don't think we've done that in 2 or 3 years. So, it's a board and a council meeting that's supposed to happen, I'm not sure, it should be quarterly probably, but we don't do it. And so we're going to have a meeting and discuss back and forth issues, what's going on here, and both sides can talk. And where all this other stuff's coming from, I'm not sure. But
mm-hmm. Okay, Mark Howland, the mayor of Bryan, joining us. This is a little bit old, but it kind of speaks to the same thing. I'd like to get your view again as one member of council, and that was the airport board had felt like maybe they were not getting a chance to give the information to council because it's going through the city manager's office, and the city manager has a decision as to what kind of presentations he's going to make. So some of them felt like they were not being represented properly. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, the ordinance has set up that board many years ago says, they will report to the city manager. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've been doing. And there was a meeting where they were supposed to give a presentation. We were told in advance they were not going to give a presentation. And then when they got to the meeting, they wanted to get up and talk. And I don't know what they wanted to say. I found out later all they wanted to do is say, we're not going to give our presentation.
Okay.
But on the Open Meetings Act, which we all have to follow very closely,
sure.
The way it was going down, it could not happen without all of us sitting up, the seven of us, getting in trouble for a violation of the Open Meetings Act. And for one report from one committee, we're not going to take a chance of going in front of a judge.
Certainly, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, there's no reason to be doing that.
So,
all right.
So anyway, that's kind of how that happened. Yeah. And I don't have a problem. They will come to a workshop and give us a presentation. I'd like to hear it. But we're going to do it by all the rules, because the seven of us up there at our huge salaries, we're not going to take a chance on getting in trouble over it.
Well, as you've explained it to me, that certainly sounds reasonable. What else is on your radar screen today?
Well, today we've got a Bavisma meeting, the landfill. We are making a lot of progress there, and we've set up the new corporation. We've had several meetings, worked through both cities' issues, and we're making a lot of progress. Today we're going to hopefully work our way through the bylaws and get those approved here pretty quick. And it's just a great day. We're working together well and putting past us all those issues we had, and pretty exciting, because within the next month to 6 weeks, we could have all this done and have a new board operating the landfill and working together well. It's a great deal.
All right, there you go. That's Mark Colley, Mayor Bryan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, now Eland Lighting Center.